What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about our domestic politics. Now, One America News, or their lawyers, to be more accurate, have sent cease and desist notices to MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, and the Daily Beast, and especially the Daily Beast reporter Kevin Polson, over repeated claims that One America News is a paid Russian propaganda operation. And the notices are saying that if they do not retract these spurious claims, they will be sued for defamation. And that would be a very, very good thing. There was a day where the corporate media could say whatever they want, and there was a principle called absence of malice, by which they were pretty much above the law. And amazingly enough, it was the National Enquirer and a lawsuit brought by, I think it was Cher. No, it was Carol Burnett. I'm sorry, it was Carol Burnett. And prior to that, I mean, the National Enquirer was a real rags rag, you know, with stories about space aliens and everything. And they would do a lot of celebrity news, and very often the celebrity news was filled with non-facts. Most celebrities didn't care. Just seeing their name in print would send them into ecstasy. But apparently, the National Enquirer made a factually inaccurate comment about Carol Burnett, and she sued them, and she won. And it set a new standard for defamation. And by the way, ever since then, the National Enquirer is a little bit more careful about their reporting. So these days, it's almost like the corporate media has gone back to those early days of the National Enquirer. They can scream whatever they want to make up about conservatives, and nothing bad will happen. So I have no idea if One America News is a Russian propaganda machine or not. Paid Russian propaganda machine. I mean, heck, I've been accused of being a paid Russian propagandist. I've yet to see a check from a Moscow bank, just for your information. So they're saying if these media outlets do not comply with the conditions by August 15th, they're going to be sued. Okay. Now, this one, I have to agree with. This was stupid. There are these little black rag dolls that are designed to be slammed against the wall as a stress reliever. And yeah, that was, I don't know what somebody was thinking when they did that. Should have had them in all colors. Now, back when we were working on Final Fantasy, there was a variation of this that was in all the stores. I forget what the name of them were, but they had little batteries and motion sensors inside, and when you slammed them against the wall, they'd scream and yell and say, hey, please don't do that. And that actually was a lot of fun. But to have this entire line in as black rag dolls, I can understand why people would be outraged. I wouldn't join any protests about it myself, but I understand why they're upset. All right, do you remember all the way back in January? Boy, it seems like so long ago. There was this Kentucky high school group, I think it was, and they were sort of harassed by this Native American activist at the Lincoln Memorial. And the Washington Post reported the story and reported it to make the Native American activists look sympathetic and to defame these Kentucky teenagers. And so they filed a lawsuit, and a judge has just thrown the lawsuit out. So got to protect that Washington Post. Turning to the international news here, a little bit of a question. Where in Afghanistan did $35 billion go? Well, yeah, I know. It was just sitting here just a minute ago. Apparently, out of the $56 billion that the Department of Defense has spent on Afghanistan's reconstruction, only $21 billion can be properly accounted for. The rest of it, $35 billion, hey, no idea. The $35 billion discrepancy is revealed in a new report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. And their core mission is to prevent and detect waste, fraud, and abuse in the Afghanistan aid program. Yet the Pentagon is out there claiming that it would be extremely labor-intensive to compile information on exactly how the remaining $35 billion has been used. In other words, the Pentagon siphoned it off for some other kind of a weapons program or to cover the cost of some other war. We're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, this one, unless you know the real backstory, this is going to sound like it's a good idea. They're talking about how the U.S. has spent more than $50 million, that's with an M, on drug treatment programs in Afghanistan, but these programs are losing money and may not even be working. And this is another report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. And they're saying it's just impossible to gauge the effectiveness of the programs. Overall, we just found the State Department failed to create performance standards and requirements for these programs. Now, the background for all of this is you need to understand there are elements within the U.S. government which are making money off of Afghan opium. The American pharmaceutical corporations are making money off Afghan opium. The opium is flowing. And those who are making money from that opium don't want things to change at all. And so any pretense at trying to counter that is exactly that, a pretense. And it reminded me of this video that was put out many years ago by a gentleman named Bo Greitz, and it was called America Betrayed. And it was about how the U.S. government, specifically the CIA, was making a fortune smuggling Vietnamese heroin, actually Burmese heroin, back into the United States inside cargo, including dead bodies returning from Vietnam to the United States. They would actually stop over here in Hawaii, and that corrupted Hawaii's government. So there was a big hue and cry. Oh, we've got a drug problem in the United States of America. It's just pouring into the black neighborhoods, and all these black kids are becoming heroin addicts. What shall we do? What shall we do? And Bo Greitz laid out the story of how the U.S. government basically ponied up a nice chunk of cash ostensibly to fight the opium dealers up in Kunsaz territory. It was deep, deep, deep in the jungle. It took days to reach there on donkeys. And they were going to take this money and they were going to give Kunsaz what for. And ultimately, it turned out what the money was actually used for was to build a nice paved highway that went right up to the door of Kunsaz heroin plantation to make deliveries much easier, more convenient, and to make sure that heroin arrived to market and that garden-picked fresh flavor. So we have to be careful about when they say we're spending money to deal with the drug problem. Really? Or are you spending our money under the guise of dealing with a drug problem to actually make a little bit more money on your investment? Over in Iran, Britain is trying to bring pressure to bear on Iran over the captured ship. And Britain is now trying to shame Iran, having quite probably lied about exactly what led to the seizure. Iran is still insisting the British tanker was out of the transit lane and hit a fishing boat. But Britain told Iran that if it wants to come out of the dark, See, you're in the dark now. That's the implication of that. You're in the dark. We're the light. You're the dark. So Britain told Iran that if it wants to come out of the dark, it must follow international rules and release a British-flagged oil tanker seized by its forces in the Gulf. Well, if that tanker was out of the safe traffic lane, it was in violation of international rules. Now, Iran came on out and said, look, this is getting tiresome. Let's just do a tanker swap. A swap. We'll give you the one that we grabbed in our territorial waters, and you give us back ours that you grabbed in international waters. And Great Britain said, no, you do what we want first. Rather interesting little article over here in Haaretz. Netanyahu's Iran dilemma, getting Trump to act without putting Israel in the front line. Well, I don't know. We could just maybe go on out and have unmarked Israeli planes and boats shoot up a U.S. ship and claim that Iran did it. It almost worked the last time. So, last Friday was the 68th March of the Great March of Return. Israel, as usual, is continuing to use unrelenting extreme violence. 39 demonstrators were shot with live ammunition. One were killed. And at least 30 children, three women and a paramedic, were among those injured. 39 civilians were shot with live bullets. Four of them sustained moderate to serious wounds. Now, these are against unarmed protesters. Meanwhile, Netanyahu, and I don't know if that's his way to try and get the wars going again, or if it's just campaign rhetoric, but he's out there boasting of the hundreds of anti-Iran ops Israel has carried out in Syria. Meanwhile, of course, Russia is out there saying, look, you've got to respect other nations' sovereignty as well. You can't just have this attitude of our borders are sacred and yours are not, and we can go wherever we want. Meanwhile, up in Alaska, Israel and the United States carried out a test of Israel's Arrow 3 long-range missile defense system. And the tests were conducted at the Pacific Spaceport Complex in Kodiak. And they're saying the tests were successful, and it helps with confidence in Israel's ability to defeat the developing threats in the home region. Now, I wonder how much of the development of the Arrow 3 was from Israel's pocket or was funded one way or the other by the United States taxpayer. Over in India, they have launched the first ever space war drill to defend their satellites. They're concerned that if war comes to the region, that their satellites could be under threat from anti-satellite weapons coming from China. So India has decided the first domain of warfare to defend is low Earth orbit. Now, I've already mentioned before why I think this is a really, really bad idea for anybody to be engaging in actual warfare in low Earth orbit. And even the graphic that they had along with this story, when it showed, you know, enemy weapon destroyed, there were multiple objects streaming out in front of it, saying debris from destroyed device. And that debris is exactly the problem. It's not going to just continue in that same orbit as the original incoming threat was. It's going to fan out in all directions. And yes, some will burn up in the atmosphere. But much of it is just going to fan out into new orbits, which are going to be unstable, unpredictable. And they'll smash into other satellites, smashing them into debris. And then that debris will smash other debris. This could be a real epic disaster. Now, Wall Street Journal came on out with an article on how North Korea had probably produced 12 more nuclear weapons since the first Trump-Kim meeting in Singapore last year. Oh, my goodness, North Korea is producing nuclear weapons. How dare they? It's a horrible thing. Well, as it turns out, it was another piece of fake news. It was based on a claim that simply did not pan out. Okay. Over in Hong Kong, the riots are continuing. They're having a rough time over there. One interesting little embarrassment, if you will. The Hong Kong police managed to tear gas themselves because they forgot that you are supposed to be upwind of your intended target. I bet they won't make that mistake another time. So let's talk about the economic news here, because there are some red warning signs out there on the horizon. Deutsche Bank, we've been talking about Deutsche Bank a lot. They've just gone through a major restructuring. They've let go thousands and thousands of their employees. They're spinning off some of their prior activities, and they're just quitting. And it was reported last week they're sitting on a $40 trillion book of derivatives contracts. That turned out to be less than accurate. It's actually $53.5 trillion of derivatives. If the economy, when the economy turns south and those derivatives come due, Deutsche Bank will evaporate. It'll pop like a soap bubble. Meanwhile, JP Morgan, Barclays, and RBS are among the big banks facing a British class action lawsuit over rigging of the Forex. So, yeah, the bankers, they're crooks. Don't let those suits fool you. It's all an illusion. Apparently, the trade war initiated last year by the United States is costing the global economy dearly. And as the data comes in from the second quarter, the harm manifests itself in different ways across the globe. Distilling a single narrative about why and how the trade war has harmed world economics is nearly impossible. But we're certainly seeing it here in the United States, where farmers and who were selling or exporting to China, they've lost their marketplace. It's a bad idea. Now, over on the other side of the economy, apparently, last year, 22 central banks, largely in Europe, bought the largest amount of gold. Mostly in Russia, bought the largest amount of gold since 1967, the year the London gold pool collapsed, and the gold repatriations we've seen over the last few years are another sign that we are reaching the end of four decades of monetary calm. So the whole point of this article is that the United States, the European Union, and China will revalue gold in a new de facto gold standard. So they're going to just declare a flat global price and say, this is it, no more global marketplace. They're going to lock the economy down. If you are a university student in Alaska heading into the fall semester, you might want to check with your financial arrangements, because apparently the state of Alaska has stopped funding the Alaska Performance Scholarships as of the 9th of this month. And so a lot of students depended on that money. It's not going to be there. We'll be right back after these few words.
A extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, Republic Broadcasting needs your help. And the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. Well, I was looking at the Fox News feed, and it looks like there's been another confrontation between Iran's Republican Guard Corps and a British warship that was supposedly escorting a tanker. Now, this confrontation was in words only, but it shows just how tense things have become. Over in Great Britain, and specifically in London, Selfridges, one of their high-end department stores, has already opened its Christmas shop 149 days before Christmas. They're offering luxury items like 2,000 British pound sterling Christmas trees David Bowie ornaments. That's just really out there. I sometimes have problems with some of the Hallmark ornaments, you know, because I grew up at a time when Christmas was about Christmas. And the high-end Hallmark ornaments, they've now split into two branches, the stuff that is in the Hallmark stores, and then the hoi polloi that gets farmed out to places like pharmacies and department stores. Some of them are made very well. Some are very cute. I have some of the early ones still in my ornament collection, I think. I got to haul that out and get that ready for the move. But this tendency lately to allow branded themed ornaments to dominate the decorations, I'm sorry, doesn't that kind of blur what Christmas is supposed to be like, what it's supposed to be about? And I'm not talking about, you know, baby Jesus and the rest of it, but, you know, snowmen and winter and community. Now, we have a rule on our Christmas tree, for those of you who are interested, which we may get one this year just because we're in Indiana and they're going to be local and cheap. But everything that's hung on the tree has to tell the story of part of our life. We don't have gratuitous ornaments that have no meaning. You can crawl all around that tree and they'll say, "What the heck is this?" Well, I'll tell you where we got that. Anyway, we have another call. Dustin from New Jersey, what's on your mind?
Mike, I'm calling back. I know you don't take secondary calls usually. I got to respond, first of all, to Britain with the Christmas this early. Well, this explains what's going on in the economy when you got to put stuff out this early, like at Walmart, which would be in, what, September? Yeah, yep. Something's going on in the economy if they got to put Dave Bowie's speciality Christmas trees out, you know, at this point in time. But Britain's not in good shape. You know, we know that with Brexit and the rest, you know. But, like, Mike, I'm going to respond to somebody said I'm whining. Since when is whining, like, calling in to explain what's going on? Like, I don't understand why. How am I whining to try to tell people what Trump is not doing? Like, that's not whining, that's the truth. You know, isn't whining calling in saying he's doing a great job when he's not doing squat? I don't understand.
Well, whining may not have been an appropriate word to use, and I should have picked up on it, but we were, getting to the end of the phone call. But I do think that if you were to take more time to think about what you're going to say before you say it, because I don't know if you're aware of this or not, very often you'll start a sentence, get about halfway through, then you'll leap onto something else. And that leaves a lot of people very confused.
And I do that.
Yes.
I get so angry, though, Mike. See, like I just did it. You know why? Because I voted for Trump. You know, Mike, when he won, when he was coming down, like, the media, they all were against him. Like, they all had the statistics, 90% with Hillary, remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, like, and I was with them. They played the music and this or that, and I was, you know, but then nothing's happened. You know, like, it really took me for a turn there. You know, and
all right, well, listen,
Dustin.
Dustin,
okay.
Dustin, got to take another commercial break. Stay on the line. Going to put you on hold. Going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dustin Hoffman here. I'm sorry, Dustin in New Jersey. What am I thinking? Didn't get any sleep last night. And before I put Dustin on the microphone, I want to read this email that just came on in. I agree totally with Dustin. I'm so tired of Hollywood Thanksgiving and Christmas decorations out at Walmart already. It makes me leave there crabby. They've already stripped all of our summer floral apparel. It is way too early is right. And let us up in the frozen north have a bit of a reprieve, please. And I'm in agreement. And again, going back to when I was young, which was admittedly a long time ago, you know, Christmas season was basically the month of December. Macy's came on in establishing the tradition that Santa Claus would ride in on the last float of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And that was the start of the Christmas shopping season, and all the decorations would go up, and that was fine. And for us kids, it was exciting. And for us, it really began when we began Christmas vacation, which was usually about 2 weeks around the holidays, and we could actually get to go on down and see the decorations and see Santa Claus. And it was all focused on that experience of being Christmas. As opposed to, just hearing a weird sound in the background, as opposed to today, where Christmas has now become a framework on which other commercial appeals are being hung. Stars from the latest movies, cars, products, whatever. It's ridiculous. Now, in some cases, these ornaments can actually have meaning for people. And I remember one year they came out with this little tiny locomotive ornament, little N-gauge locomotive, and the locomotive was stamped with the logo of the Milwaukee Road, which it was a railway company. And I happened to know somebody at the time, retired, who had worked on the Milwaukee Road. And so that was an appropriate ornament to get to him. And so anyway, Dustin, why don't you just pick up where you left off?
Well, I hope I'm not Dustin Hoffman with Marathon Man and get my teeth pulled out.
I'm sorry, it was a malaprop here, and apologies to Dustin Hoffman fans here. I'm a huge admirer. Anyway, go on.
Mike, you're right, though. Like, with Christmas, there's no holiday that's, like, great anymore. Like, it's been, everything's commercialized.
Yep.
Everything is just like Me Too movement. What's good to like anymore? I feel like I'm whining, Mike, but I'm not, because is anything decent anymore? I don't know. You know, like,
decent is a very gray word, because it means different things to different people. But the part that always gets me is that when I go down to the local Safeway, whatever the next holiday that's coming up, the stuff is already on the shelves there. You know, I mean, we just barely get out of Christmas and Easter, Valentine's Day is up. We get past Valentine's Day, Easter is up. And I'm expecting to start seeing stuff for Halloween any minute now.
But does it feel make anybody better? Give it like an Easter gift or a Christmas, or a pack of cigarettes. You know what I mean? Like, it's, what about, like, giving people some knowledge of what's going on? You know, like, that's the greatest gift of them all. Like, your show is great, Mike. Like, you, Zero Hedge, the Duran. I mean, there's, like, very few, you know, websites or internet YouTubers doing anything of giving people knowledge of what's going on and, you know, of what's going on in the world.
It's all about the retailers trying to save themselves, because most retailers, and we're even talking, this was true 20 years ago, without that Christmas holiday shopping season, the retailers would be running in the red. They literally depend on whipping up a Christmas shopping frenzy to put them into the green for the year. And as the consumer economy has continued to decline, the retailers are they're getting the flogs out even harder and earlier. And we're going to start seeing the Christmas stuff in stores pretty much, you know, starting now. I mean, July is a little early. I thought it was a little out of control when they were in August. But for me, I mean, when they hang up the Christmas decorations in September, by the time we get down to Christmas itself, they're no longer decorations. They're decor, and they're very tacky. And it almost dilutes the Christmas experience.
That's what you just said. It's decor, Mike. That's all it is. You know, do anybody feel happier, you know, after the holidays? You know, it's the same. The same every year. You know, nothing's changed, you know, but... All right, Mike, have a good show. Thanks for taking my second call. Have a good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And, actually, modern Christmases are very stressful. A lot of people dealing with anxieties. You know, can I keep up? Can I spend as much as my neighbor on Christmas gifts? And it should come as no surprise that suicides in this country tend to spike around Christmas and New Year's. Because like everything else in this country, it's been turned into a racket. Now, I'm a big fan of Charlie Brown, Charles Schulz. And I think he really hit it on his head with the Charlie Brown Christmas special, where Charlie Brown was dealing with that anxiety and just wanting to do everything that was supposed to be done. I have to do this. I have to add this over there. I have to do this over here. And no, it's not supposed to be an obligation, economic or social. So anyway, getting on back to immigration, Trump has won a major victory on the wall from the United States Supreme Court. We had a caller who talked about this at the top of the show. And the Supreme Court has removed restrictions put in place by a lower court which had stopped the administration's plans to use Pentagon funds to the tune of $2.5 billion to build a barrier wall on the southern border between the United States and Mexico. And the decision was split along ideological lines, but it allows the administration to move ahead with plans to use military funds to replace existing fencing in California. See, there it is right there. Replace existing fencing in California, Arizona, and New Mexico with more robust fencing. They're not building new wall. Anyway. Now, Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro was asked why he's hypercritical of Trump's border policies when he once lauded similar actions conducted under Obama. And Castro supports decriminalizing illegal entry and reentry into the United States and believes words such as alien and illegal alien are offensive. Well, what part of illegal do you not like? So Castro, during the Unearth 2013 congressional hearing, could not answer if illegal alien gang members should be removed from the country. Over in Great Britain, talk about working at cross purposes. British taxpayers paid millions of dollars to lawyers who successfully fought British government attempts to deport suspected terrorists and illegal aliens. It really is crazy. All right. A former private secretary to the Queen, who has been knighted 4 times and elevated to the peerage, may be on his way to being the British ambassador to the United States of America. Christopher Guyde, he's 57 years old. He's on a short list of 3 to replace Sir Kim Darroch in Washington. And Lord Guyde served as Her Majesty's right-hand man for 7 years, but was removed from the post 2 years ago amid claims of a power struggle between Buckingham Palace and Clarence House over the succession. Now, this one is just ugly. Apparently, up in Germany, at a train station, there was an Eritrean migrant who, for no reason anybody can understand, shoved an 8-year-old boy and his mother into an oncoming high-speed train at the Frankfurt railway station. Now, they've arrested the guy, and maybe he just thinks that Germany's prisons are going to be a much more comfortable place to spend the rest of his life than going back to Eritrea. Going back to the mailbox here, he's saying, Dustin and the holidays, at this point, I think the only solution is to A, everyone of like mind, start and move to remote communities in rural areas where everyone agrees not to watch, listen to, or read any mainstream media at all. Well, more and more people are doing that as anyway, take a bunch of 90-year-olds with you who still remember what Christmas, Easter, Halloween, and Thanksgiving were like in the 1930s and make them your directors of culture and holidays decorating. Otherwise, it's just about impossible to avoid corporate America's revisionist steamroller, to which I would add profit centers. That's really what it's all about. figuring out a way to just get you to want to buy one more Christmas decoration, one more Christmas present. Get that last kopeck out of your pocket. The last several holiday shopping seasons have been epic disasters. And in the following Januaries, we've seen many iconic retailers go out of business or go to online only. Ah, now, up in Seattle, and I'm going to tell you right now, this is not a joke. A city councilman in Seattle is trying to stop hosing the sidewalks free of human excrement because he thinks it's being racially insensitive. Because of the use of those hoses, it's going to remind people of the hoses used against civil rights activists. And so for that reason, we should just go on letting the poop sit there in the sun and ferment and be extremely odoriferous. Now, that's carrying this political correctness a little too far. Senator Kamala Harris, front runner in the Democratic nominating contest for president, recently announced a plan, People Over Profit, to try and solve the nation's ongoing crisis regarding the ever-rising prices of pharmaceutical drugs. The provision courting the most national attention and controversy is a proposed hard cap on prescription drug prices. Now, this cap would be set by the Department of Health and Human Services and prescription drug companies that raise prices faster than inflation or higher than prices in comparable nations such as Germany and Japan would find themselves capped. Well, that's one way to go about it. The other is to basically go back to the original system for patents, not to mention copyrights, that were limited. They were set up to let the inventor of a product or the creator of a creative work make some money off of their efforts, then allow the created work to pass into the general public domain to benefit all of society together. And that was a good and fair way to handle it. And unfortunately, both in the case of copyright, thanks to the Disney lawsuit, and in the case of patents, it's been completely changed around to where copyright is forever and patents can be kept going forever. And once you create an artificial market exclusivity, you can just charge whatever you want. Up in New York, they've just decriminalized marijuana. I remember when I mentioned that it had just been decriminalized here. And somebody said, don't worry, by the time you're in Indiana, it'll be decriminalized there. I'm not really concerned. It's been years since I did any of that. But apparently they just decriminalized it in New York. And apparently California, Massachusetts, Vermont, and even Maine have passed bills legalizing the drugs. Apparently the thing that kept New York from doing it till now was termed as minor ideological differences. Okay, beginning Thursday in the state of New Jersey, terminally ill patients will be allowed to decide if it's time to die. Apparently, physician-assisted suicide has become legal there. Something people need to be concerned about when traveling. Apparently, this New Jersey woman came home from a vacation. They used Uber, and basically, they caught an Uber ride from Philadelphia International Airport to go home. But apparently, the driver made a wrong turn and said, can I erase that turn because I don't want it on my record? So this woman foolishly handed over her Uber app, and when she got home, discovered that this guy had given a 5-star review on himself as well as a $100 tip. So you got to be very careful about that. I've noticed here at the Hawaii's ground transportation, they actually have a sign for an Uber parking stall. I guess it really is big business around here. Getting into the world of computers, this one is a little scary. We need to keep an eye on it. It's Senate Bill 1273. And basically, this is a bill working its way through Congress that basically changes how copyright claims are processed, would create a system to impose fines of up to $30,000 who shares protected material online. And that includes memes, which used to be considered derivative works. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Aloha, Mirko. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about this legislation moving through Congress. And if Donald Trump really did want to repay the independent media for our assistance to him in 2016, which I don't think he cares anymore, this would be one that he would veto. And basically, it would make it easier to sue anyone who sends a meme or post images they didn't create themselves. It's essentially a giveaway to lawyers who sue unsuspecting suckers for a living. Now, when I was growing up, if you will, if you took a work that had previously been in the public domain and you altered it, that was called not eminent domain, public domain. You were basically allowed to create works from components of other works. But apparently they want to change that now. And it's all about scaring people from trying to get the truth out about what's going on in our political systems, because memes are one of the most powerful forms of communication. Somebody takes a picture of a known politician and they put a speech bubble up above it, and they may decorate it with other items, and they put it on out there. People go, ha, 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 and they forward it along, and it goes viral. And clearly we're in an era where governments and corporations want the internet brought to heel, to shut it down, turn it into just another content delivery platform. All right, we've got time for one more phone call. Rob in New Orleans. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I've been meaning to call you for quite a while. I've been listening to you for years. You're basically my evening news channel.
Thank you.
So I wanted to thank you. And I wanted to say to Dustin in New Jersey, Dustin is a great caller. And I don't understand either why people would sort of attack him. I haven't heard him say too much that's not right on. And I'll do a little whining here. I think the whole entire system is under blackmail ever since 9/11.
I agree.
Mueller, I called it years ago. I said, this whole thing, the way people act, the news anchors, it looks like a blackmail thing, because you got people talking in a very unnatural way, even if you assume they're really incompetent or evil or whatever, it still doesn't really add up. I would never listen to anybody for too long, it's not hip to the whole 9/11 thing, because that means their foundation is way off.
Yeah, what you're saying here. But, you know, you can lead them to the promised land yourself if you're careful about it. Anyway, Rob, I got to let you go. The music is playing. It's time for this show to end. I need to get on out and get some packing done. So please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and share with everybody that you know. Donate to Republic Broadcasting. Donate to WhatReallyHappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.